Silver is a fluid medium. Unlike wood, which is decidedly solid, silver is malleable and can be shaped and reshaped many times. In the early 17th century, most of the silver items in the English colonies were made in England. The first silversmith born in the English colonies was likely Jeremiah Dummer, and he began working in Boston in the 1680s. The silver tankard with the female figure on the spout and with the family crest is an example of one of his works. If you look closely, you can see that the spout and the tankard was added at a later date because it cuts off a bit of the crest below the spout. Unlike Newport, Boston was a center for silver making, and Dummer was a prolific maker who went on to train many apprentices. Doris Duke purchased this tankard from the Wetmore auction of the contents of Chateau Surmer, a so-called summer cottage in Newport, as she was acquiring other pieces of Newport decorative arts for the newly founded Whitehorn House Museum in the late 1960s and the early 1970s. Doris would have been aware of Dummer's reputation as the, quote, first American silversmith, and this work had been in a Newport collection for many years, so she may have felt that examples of Dummer's work belonged alongside other pieces of Rhode Island craft and expertise. The Whitehorn House Museum opened to the public on the eve of the 200th anniversary of the founding of the United States. From the wallpaper selection to 19th century reproductions of colonial ceramics to the focus on an imagined colonial past, the museum has long been in a conversation about American identity and heritage. We are now on the eve of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and we are asking ourselves many of the same questions from 50 years ago. Do we have a shared identity? What stories do we tell? And how do we celebrate a complicated past with complicated heroes and complicated villains? The way we grapple with the past, which implies that it is not a shared, uncontested understanding of the past, also is a way for us to continue to reinvent our identity. That fluidity is likely not a bad thing, as it allows us to do better and mark a clearer path towards a desired future. And objects like this tankard can help us reshape our understanding about the past to include more nuanced stories to better understand our present.